Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to start Megillas Rus. So we'll talk today a little bit on Perek Aleph, which discusses a very, seems to be a string of tragic events, Nebuch. First of all, Eich Naflu Giboyim, you have Elimelech, Mamish, from the Shoftim of the door, Machlon and Chilion, and Nebuch, they all end up dying out. The only thing left is Nami, Nebuch and Aniyah. She went from being from the Mamish to Ashirim, Sheba Ashirim, she ended up being Mamish and Aniyah and Almona. Nebuch, Yisaimim, she's left Mamish alone, and on the other hand, from this tragedy comes Malchus Bezo, as we'll see. The end of Megillas Rus ends with Malchus Beis David, the Yichus of Beis David, of David HaMelech. So I'm going to try to explain a little bit what happened here in this Perek. And obviously, even though it seems so terrible, obviously there's something here that was able to be the seeds for Malchus. So there's a famous Mahalach HaPi Kabore from the Arizal, which I'm going to share with them also, just a peek at it, only because that's all I have also. It's not like I'm not trying to be selfish. But I'll share it with you because it's found in Arizal and many of the Sfarim afterwards, after the Arizal. But then we'll try to get more HaPi HaPshat to understand. So there's a scary Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Rus, where the Vilna Gaon talks in general about why do we find that some people are rich and some people are poor. What's the mission? So really what he says, the Goyen, and that's Mistama where the Goyen is basing it on, is a Chazal. With Rufus Arash Esther Bekiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Aniyim. He loves the poor people. That means the poor people are really beloved by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So why are they poor? Lo Meinim Mefarnes. That was Rufus Arash's question to Rabbi Akiva. That's what he asked Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went and he answered him, that we should be saved through them. We should be zeicher through the Aniyim. So the Goyen says it. The Goyen says the following. I'll read you his lashon. He says, "Kol ma shenosan Hashem l'zeh yoyse mizeh." When Hashem gives one person more than he gives the other, kol ma shenosan. And Rav Moshe has a whole arichas also that it doesn't just work with money that way. Obviously, money, people think money always. It's not just money. It's everything Hashem gives you. Hashem gives somebody a lot of koiches, a lot of understanding, a lot of Torah, a lot of... Why does this person have more than that person? Zokti Goyim, Kidei Sheirachim Al Chaveiroi V'Yahanehu. That's the whole reason. The whole reason why the Eibishter for the Zelbe Geld, the Eibishter could have made everything equal. Socialism. The Eibishter could have created the world socialism. Everybody's the same. Everybody has the same house, everybody has the same money, the same account, same everything. So I'm telling you what the Vilna Gaon says. He says the whole reason, that's his lashon. Ki kol ma shenosan Hashem l'zeh yoyse mizeh. The only reason, he says, is kidei sheyirachim al chaveiroi v'yahaneihu mechosav. That's it. He says that's the beginning of Megillas Rus. When it starts off, when the Pesukim start off, Vayimei Shvet HaShevtim, Vayihu Rav Baaretz, he says the idea was that they had Tzaras Ayin, they were stingy, they weren't there to help others. He says, therefore, Al Kain Govra Alayimid Sadin, V'lo Yishpi Amituv Alayim, Vayihu Rav Baaretz. Listen to this. That's what happened. But the goy, so that's the goy. The goy says that that's Vayimi made Shvet Hashoftim is the beginning. The Vayimi of Boaz is because the Shvet Hashoftim, because we taka were not generous with each other. Memelo there was a rov. Because the whole reason why there's a concept of Ashiris, why Ashiris was created, that's why it was created. It's created so that people could help each other. And whatever discrepancies we see in the world is for that purpose. For that purpose. As I spoke to Goyen. Okay. The Goyen then says that that's the reason actually why they went to Moav. It's a Chiddush, but that's what he says. The Goyen says, it says in the Pasuk, Vayavoyu stay Moav, Vayiyu Shom. It's an interesting washing. Because usually the Pasuk says Vayaguru. They live there. It says Vayiyu Shom. It's about the Lashon Vayiyu Shom. So the Goyen is oimin on this. And he says like this. He says that Elimelech, the family, when they went to Moav, they went because they were Tzor Zayin. Chazal already say that. Chazal said that Elimelech was punished because he had Tzor Zayin. He didn't want to share, which fits with the Goyen. So the Goyen says, Shekol ha-sibah sh'ohu me'eretz Yisrael sh'ohu Tzor Zayin, v'lochein ha'ohu le'mayabim. It's unbelievable Goyen. He says they picked Moav. They picked Moav. Because Moav was a place where you feel comfortable being cheap. Moav, what's the reason why Le'yovei Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem? Asherikim Moeschem Alechem Ubamayim. Am and Moav were cheap. They won't go in my chasadim. So the Vilna Gaon says that the reason, I'm not sure if the Vilna Gaon means, because it sounds like a Pella. Elimelech. Sounds like a Pella. Could be the Gaon, either the Gaon means consciously or subconsciously. Subconsciously. They ended up by Moav because that's, they weren't looking to give. That was a very comfortable place to be if you're not in a giving mode. Zok down. V'lochein ha'ochul me'avim sh'ayu gam kein tzoriayin kemo shekosu b'dvorim al advar asher ikidmu eschem alechem ubamayim. V'kivon sh'bor l'shom Lumroi Shaloya Yuela Gorim Sham. It should have really said Vayaguru. Now the Goyim is coming to answer this question. Why doesn't it say Vayaguru? They lived in Moav. Why does it say Vayiyu Sham? So the Goyim says it's scary, but that's what the Goyim says. He says they came to Moav. They went to Moav, Elimelech, because there was Tzorosayim. Because he was Tzorayim. He went to a place that was Tzorosayim. And he became part of the population. Achmar al-Islam. Zokti Goyen, and that's why it says Vayu Shom. He says, V'kivon shabon l'shom, l'mroi shayu rak gorim shom, niyu lohem ativiyim shalamoyavim kimoy moyavim. Lochen ksiv Vayu Shom, v'loy loshen gor, d'loy ki Yankev Avinu, shomayim rovon galti v'tariyog mitzvi shemalti. Yankev Avinu, parashas v'yishlach, he says, in rovon galti, loshen of galti. Galti is loshen of ger. Yaakov Inu was saying, I was there, but I didn't. Lo lamati mi ma'aseh v'loyim. I didn't learn from love. Zok Tegon, over here it says, Vayiyu Shom, to tell you how gufa. So why am I telling you this? First I'm telling you because it's the going. But why am I telling you this as in connection to this idea? Because really, what the going is saying makes the question that we're asking even stronger. Makes the question that we're asking even stronger. Because, so comes out that where did Dovra Melech come from? Dovra Melech came from a family that began its goalless with Tzor Zion, going to Moav of Tzor Zion, becoming part of Moav. They all died out, Elimelech, Machlon, and Chilion. And from there began the seeds of Malchus Beis David. How do we understand such a thing? How could we possibly understand? So I'll tell you what that Rizal says. The Ben Ishchai wrote a beautiful sefer on Megillus Rus called Eima Melech, because Rus was the mother of the kingdom. fact, the Yalkut Shemini says that by Shlomo, so Shlomo Melech had a kisei le'ima malchus. So one pshat of the Yalkut Shemini is that Rus was zeicha to be ma'arich yomim. She was harariches yomim. She was still alive when Shlomo became king. And Shlomo Melech had a kisei. He had a throne for her by the meluchim. He stayed there, so the Ben Ishchai comes here, and he has the kasha. And he says, what's going on? And he says, Lomo Sivei Vashem, fact the Ben Ishchai, why did Hashem do that Malchus Beis David should come from this Prada, Al Yidei Rov, came through this hunger, Al Yidei Chet V'Avoyim, She Baruchu Min Atztoko, So Mamish, the Ben Ishchai is learning like the Goyim. That this whole thing was all cheapness. They didn't want to support Aniyim. They ran to Moyev. And from there came everything. So Ben Ishchai says a plea. So he says a fascinating thing. And again, he really brings this down based on the Arizal in the Shara Gulgulim. So again, I'm not going to focus on this because it's not something we have a yad in. But it's something to know because it's a Dover Choshev. It says like this. There's something called a Chitzonim. Chitzonim is Mekatrigim. Mekatrigim. Those, the ill-sayers, the ones that are Mekatrig on Klai, so I'm talking about in Shemayim. The Chitzonim, the more something is of value, the more they fight about it. The more they try to be makatrik. The more they try to find something to stop it from going. I always track this, I see, for Dover Poshet. That the most chashuv zmanim is when the Yetzirah comes in the most. Lag Boim is a spitz zman of Torah. Biggest bit of Torah in Lag Boim. Where'd that come from? I'm not talking about the meaning of making a bonfire, not about that's where you can find many makaras. But Bittul Torah on Lag Boim has no makar in Allah. But yet, the one day in the Sefira that is the biggest Bittul Torah is Lag Boim. Why? Because it's Lag Boim. Lag Boim is the time of his galus hatar. So then the Yetzirah comes in, he makes Bittul Torah. That's the koyach of the Yetzirah. Leinitnu shabeses li Yisrael, elo kedesh yisasku b'teir. So I want to ask you, which day of the week do most Jews learn the least? I'm not talking about a balabos that doesn't have a chance to learn the whole week. B'nai Teirah. Which day of the week do people learn the least? Shabbos, if the average B'nai Teirah learns an hour and a half, he feels like he's Moli V'Godosh. He feels like he's packed. Mamish, I learned an hour and a half, you feel like you're giving yourself many, many pats on your back. An hour and a half? The guy put in 2 hours? Chazal tells you, Yerushalmi says, Lo nitnu shabbosis li Yisrael. Elo kedesh yisasku b'teir. Teir says, I always say Shabbos. You know my story. When I became Rav, I had a balabos. He was always involved in machlekes. Always machlekes. Every Shabbos was a machlekes in shul. And the whole shul was, the whole council shul was 12 people. But he managed to fight with 11 of 12 people. Kamai fought with himself too. And he was not a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy, but he just, it's a krikta mensch. So I called him over 1 week, I said, listen, let's say his name is Beryl. Beryl, I have a deal to make with you. You can be zeichet to all the brachas. I want 1 day a week, no machlekes. The rest of the week you could fight like a mishugina. I want you to give me 1 day, 1 out of 7, 1 day a week, no machlekes. Rabbi, you have a deal. He says, what day? Shabbos. I told him Shabbos. Shabbos, no machlokes. No. Kachava. After like 3 or 4 weeks, he comes over and he goes, Rabbi, you fooled me. I said, what did I fool you? He says, all the machlokes are on Shabbos. During the week, I can't get any machlokes going. All the opportunities are on Shabbos. He's right, I did know that. But it's the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, Kol Beis Shimshi, every Friday night, the Sultan used to come to make a kitrik, make a machlekes. Why? Because Shabbos is the time the kulam misatim b'dishmas and chalitim. Shabbos is a time of klai is supposed to be one. One nefesh, one... That's why the Shemi Shmuel brings down in Pasha's boy, the reason why you don't have to be a regular on Shabbos. Because all klai is all one. We're all connected to Ranshe Mishma. You don't even have to go to... There's more achdus than Yom Tov, Shabbos. One neshama. Something comes, he makes machlekes. That's the way it is. So the Ben Ishchai says, you can imagine, Malchus Beis David. Imagine how much the Satan is going ballistic that it shouldn't happen. Going to make every kitruk possible. So the Yevishter sticks it in from the back door. The Chitzenim, the Makatrigim, they go, one second. There's nothing good to come out of this. Elimelech and Moyov with Machlan and Chilyim. Yeah, this is a garbage pail. This I don't have to worry about. He's going to the Sultan is in the base of Medrash and the ultimate the grace of Lamdanim. Maybe Malchus Beis David will come over there. It's not coming from here. So to Ben Ishchai. She'ein dover ba'olam koshal achitzenim yeso mizeh. Nothing is worse for the Mekatrig and the Malchus Beis David. He says, therefore, you misnagdim u'mekatrigim b'chol koyach. He says, avo achshav shebo ba'amtsarius over in godel kezeh she'olam is ayim in atztoke. This whole move to Maya, this whole move was not to give tztoke. That's why they moved to Maya. Left Eretz Yisrael. Not to give tzedakah. The Mekatrigim said, forget about it. We don't have to work this week. We just let it pass. Little did they know. That's where it was buried. The prayer, the Torah, like Chazal tell us. The Melech HaMashiach was buried over there. And therefore, Al-Kain Moi Kitrigu B'Likichosa. Kichoshvu Shalakichosa Eitzel Yisrael by Rus integrating to Klal Yisrael. Loisasa Pritay. As I talked, so I want you to know this is what the Ben Ishchai says. He's, again, he's quoting then the Arizal because the Arizal goes and he says, "Mi itay mi tom etar." The Arizal says that's how Avraham Avinu came from Terach. The Arizal gives a whole shtickle on this. That sometimes when Hashem wants to bring something very special, and that there shouldn't be any kitruk, it's the opposite. You know, you want it to. You know, there was a mice in Eretz Yisrael years ago. This is when I was a bocha in Eretz Yisrael. There was a mice that a kala, a stalda shekala, was by the chasana. And after the chuppah, they went into the yichud room. They went into the yichud room, and this is a mice in Shoya. They're sitting in the yichud room, the chasana kala. Imagine you're on a high level, you just got married, you feel. And all of a sudden, a black rat or mouse runs through the room. The Sardim are more, even more heebie-jeebie. So she was done. She thought that's a simin, that who knows, the whole marriage is going to be, it's shreklach. It's mamish, it's a shreklach amaisa. Shreklach. Yeah. Anyway, lamaisa, they came, they couldn't get the kala into the chasam. She refused to leave the yichud room. She can't. She's distraught. They had no eitzah. They got a hold of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman told the kala, Shlomo Zalman was a pikeach. He knew he couldn't tell her the rat means nothing, because that wouldn't work. The rats, the black rat. That's... He said, you should know there were all kinds of kitrugim that could have happened in your home. And it all was mislabish in that black rat. And now it's all gone. Now your life is just going to be full of menucha. She mamas danced out of the room. Rabbi Avraham Pamzich, it's out of Lavrocha. The same type of idea. He was by Chasana, where they wrote a ksube. There was some kind of problem with the ksube, and they had to rip the ksube and rewrite it. And also was a whole, people were worried it's a bad simen, a mistake, a Torah, Sahin, and a Hail Mises. Rabbi Pam said that this couple, Ben Shemayim, was Nigzal, that there should be two ksubes. This kala was going to get two ksubis. One is chas v'sholem, get married, your husband dies, or divorce. You know, she's almana, it's a tragedy. And then she would get a second ksubis. Pam said this was where the second ksuba that was supposed to happen happened right now by the first chasid. So he turned the tzar into a simcha. So there's a concept where when something very good has to happen, a pikabola, there's like a mini diversion so that there shouldn't be a kitruk. That's what the Ben Ish Chai explains, the whole idea that Rus came from such a thing, from such an action. And that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu not only came from Terach, but Chazal tells the Arizal brings down the Shaar Gulgulim. His mother was a Nida. Not that there was a Din Nida then anyway, but Nida is a negative. His mother was a Nida when he was born, meaning he was born from a woman who was Tomei too, on top of the list. Again, there's no Din Tumma then, there was no Isser Nida. But on top of the fact that Chazal tells us that Avraham's mother was also a Nida, like that's like another additional negative. That Avraham. So now Rizal says the same idea. Me te mi tome tor, and that's the, you know, it's the opposite that makes the, and the Shevet HaLevi actually has a tshuva, because they asked the Shevet HaLevi about, is there any reason not to marry a girl who was born from non-religious parents? They asked Halacha L'maaseh. Because we know that Chazal tell us, and you're definitely allowed to, there's no Shaila, 100%. There's no Issa Yichsen or anything. Of course, you could get married. But since the parents of this girl didn't keep Tumah V'Tahara, so you make the assumption that the child is what we call a Ben or Bas Nida. Right? Which means the child was born from an unclean home. Meaning they weren't keeping the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. So in Chazal, consider that like a potential for a characteristic blemish. Not a halachic. It's not a halachic issue. So obviously in our door, for the last 40, 50 years, Baruch Hashem, so many Bali Tshuva, this was a famous Shaila. What do you do? Is it, meaning on a list of course, if you get a great Shidduch, and the girl's a great girl, happens to be she's a Bali Tshuva, versus another girl, who's not such, of course you take the better girl. But let's say everything is equal. But one of them, the parents kept Taras Mishpach. The other one, not. The question was up. So the stipler went out of his way to find all kinds of reasons why it's not a non-issue. The Shevet HaLevi wrote a tshuva. And in the tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi, he says, Avraham was a Ben Nida. He says, and why was Avraham Ben Nida? To show you, he says, that the Nida is just a potential challenge, but the greatest Torah could come out of the Tomei. That's what he says. So, I think perhaps we could say, just to in B'derech HaPshat, to explain this better, not better as far as better, but more that we can understand it better, is that you could say it's much more than that. It's not just the Kitruk. It's every time a person overcomes a challenge, it's not the Pshat that you overcame the challenge. It's not like Gashmias. See, there's a big difference in Gashmias and Ruchnias. Very big difference. Gashmias. Somebody would tell you, I have two shidduchim. Okay? I have one shidduch, person Nebuch was very sick, and, you know, all kinds of machlas, and Baruch Hashem, they survived. Right? You would say, it's a tamayla. It's a tamayla in a shidduch. I got somebody who survived. It's not a tamayla. For carrots. Usually the way we understand, if a person went through a lot of illnesses, they're what we call vulnerable. They're more vulnerable to illness. Right? When we had the when it was a question with the COVID, how careful to be, the more things you have on your medical history, the more vulnerable you are. Baruch Hashem, last night I was by a suicide door for my shvogah, Rabbi Yosef, big simcha. He was mamish. But somebody came, Rabbi Greenberg came to the Menachem Moser by Greenberg from White Plains. You know, he's Baruch Hashem. Nisim v'nifloiz. He's a Rav in White Plains, also Chavetz Chaim Talmud. He was 90 days on an ECMO machine. Not a respirator. Respirator means just it's doing your lung, it's expanding your lungs for you. An ECMO machine means that your lungs and heart are not working b'chlal. And the ECMO is basically a heart-lung machine. that they put a person on an ECMO machine, sort of, when they do open heart surgery. Meaning, it does everything for you. ECMO machine. The ECMO is a little different. It's you could be conscious on an ECMO machine. But it is an ECMO machine. And Baruch Hashem, he had to afford it. Right? But when they were dealing with the COVID, the more things you have on your medical list of things that you went through, the more vulnerable you are. Right? Ruchnius is the opposite. By Ruchnius, the more a person survives challenges, the bigger they are. They're not, oh, they survived. B'mokoyim shebali tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim lamed. Chazal use the lashon lamed. Lamed means for a lashon of strength. When a person goes to a nisoyan and they overcome a nisoyan, they're much stronger. They're stronger from it. Asor nisoyan is nisnas avram avinu. The Mishnah says, "Va'omad b'kulam." What's the Mishnah trying to tell me? History course. We know we take out a chumash. You see, Avraham Avinu didn't fall to. No, omad b'kulam. He stood up from it. He got stronger. Avraham Avinu didn't survive, and he saw it. He got stronger from it, and that's a basic fundamental in Klal Yisrael. And one of the things that we forget and we don't realize is that that's what life is all about. Very often, what do people do? Whenever the challenge, whenever it becomes too difficult, you say, okay, forget it. Today I'm not learning. It's just one of those days. Today it's too tough. Today I'm not learning. Right? Today I'm going to skip something. I normally mock it on Lashon Hara. Today it was too difficult. Today the Nisayon on Lashon Hara was too difficult. So how does a person look at it? Okay, you know, listen, once in a while, you don't realize, that could have been your biggest koyach. That day you would have learned. That would have been your biggest koyach. That was where your koyach was. That Lashon Hara that you're plotting to say. People love Lashon Hara. It's so gishmak. It's so gishmak, Lashon Hara. That Lashon Hara that you have the biggest gishmak to say. It's okay, that one time I fell in the trap. That could have strengthened you unbelievable if you would not have said it. You don't even realize it. Yaravon Gruchovsky, he was one of the tzaddiki Yerushalayim. A big guy and also a big tzaddik. He used to wake up Shabbos morning. He was from the people who used to wake up extra early Shabbos. Even though the Ramo brings down a minig to wake up a later Shabbos, which a lot of people keep that Ramo. The Machmir, they wake up very late. Extra late. He used to wake up for Sikkim. And he would learn. And from after, because he wanted to make a Shabbos, the day of learning. Anyway, he was walking home with a bunch of his Talmidim who davened with him for Sikkim. And one yeshiva guy came to talk to him in learning. And you know when you can look at a guy and see he woke up like 5 minutes ago? The guy looked like he woke up 5 minutes ago. He was coming to the second minion, to the regular minion. But his eyes and his hair and he looked like he's still in bed. Anyway, he comes over to Rav Avraham. Rav Avraham is walking from shul with his choshev et Talmidim. And this guy says, could I talk to you in learning? So he looks at him, he goes, because the guy looked like he didn't make Moedani yet. He said, did you already make Birchas HaTorah? The guy says, not yet. He said, okay, he says, listen, Abavon tells him, listen. Go to shul, make Birchas HaTorah, daven, after davening, please come to my house, we'll talk in learning. He walked away. So you have a group of guys. You know, they felt so choshev. They already woke up, they davened for Sikkim, and they already learned with Rav Avraham, and they're already walking home to shul, to make Kiddush, and this guy is... So one of the Talmidim turns to Rav Avraham, and he goes, isn't it amazing? we're up for hours, we davened, we learned, we're gewaldig, look at this guy, you know, but he's just coming. He says, yeah, but one thing he has over us, et nochnish keret lo shenoreh. You didn't speak Lashon Hara. You just took the whole waking up and everything. You flushed it down the toilet. So that's the lesson of Megillas Rus is that with all the challenges, the biggest koyach is when you overcome that challenge. Malchus Beis David, which has to be ad. had to overcome a challenge, because that strengthened the Malchus. And that's the way Ruchnius is. This, I hold, is one of the biggest mistakes people make. Because generally, when it comes to Ruchnius, people give up much quicker than they do by Gashmius and Yonah. Ruchnius, people give up much sooner. And they don't realize, the harder it is, the more you grow from it. That day that it's hard, if you overcome it, the chips are unbelievable. The payback is unbelievable. That's what a person doesn't realize. It's unbelievable what you could accomplish. That's what we have to learn from McGill's rules. Besides what the Ben Ish Chai saying, Alpi Kabola, Kitrugim, I'm the one for the Erech HaPshat. Malchus Beis David came from a challenge that was overcome. That's what strengthened it. That made it stronger.